Jolts is one way to look at this economy, right? Reading the data. Getting out and talking to people is another, which is why we went to Buffalo, New York a couple of weeks ago to tell you the story of this economy from one particular place in this very peculiar economic moment. Yesterday, it was a single street in Buffalo, Elmwood Avenue, talking small business. I have never seen this many plants in one place in my life.
This is actually a little bit low for us.
My rent in this building is $2,000 a month.
That's a lot.
You know, I just wanted to fix Huffies and, like, you know, get sweet bike parts at a discount. Yeah. And here I am, you know, making these tough decisions.
Those three businesses employ a combined total of 30 people. And we spent that time with those entrepreneurs because, according to data from ADP, where longtime marketplace contributor Neela Richardson is the chief economist, of the biggest cities in the United States, Buffalo had the second lowest monthly pay for people at the bottom end of the wage distribution.
Well, something happened over the last 2 years. That very low wage accelerated by 40%. 40%.
So today we move from small businesses in Buffalo to bigger companies. Way bigger. About 2,000 people in the Buffalo area work for Delaware North. Tens of thousands more internationally in its hospitality businesses. They brought in just shy of $3 billion in revenue last year. They operate food and retail at dozens of sports stadiums, like the one that's home to the Buffalo Bills. Airports as well, including the one we landed at here in Buffalo. Also national and state parks. And they own hotels and restaurants and casinos. Everybody in this town knows them.
Jerry Kai Rizdal, nice to see you, sir. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Pay no attention to the guy with the microphone. That's Charlton.
Jerry Jacobs Jr. is one of the co-CEOs of the company, along with his brother Lou. And we met at a restaurant in the Buffalo Westin Hotel, which, as it happens, is connected to Delaware North's corporate headquarters.
Hey, sir.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for the hospitality.
Sorry about the weather.
Jerry and Lou were named CEOs in 2015, taking over a family business that started in 1915. We are, one hopes, at the tail end of a pandemic. Tell me about going into the pandemic, the state of this business, and then somebody do a compare and contrast with today.
Well, we started in 2019. We had about 48,000 people on the payroll. At the peak of the pandemic, we had 900.
900?
900.
So you laid off 47,000-something people?
Yes, we did. And every one of our businesses, every one of our subsidiaries was shut down except for airports, which were running at about 10% of 2019 levels.
As all those businesses picked back up again, Delaware North had to rehire those tens of thousands of people in what we now know is a completely different labor environment. Here's Jerry Jacobs Jr. one more time.
Yeah, well, it wasn't easy. When we opened up, not only were we facing the difficulty of getting them back, but they were actually in jobs that were in many ways more appealing to them than working in a restaurant where your hours are set.
So your head of HR comes to you and says, Lou, Jerry, listen, we've got a serious problem, not enough people, I need help. What are you doing to get these people back?
You know, we talk a lot about sense of purpose and about growth. I mean, obviously you're going to have to pay high market wages and then some. But I think perhaps most importantly is this idea of a growth trajectory. And I think telling that story has been important in all of our recruiting.
Talk to me for a second about market wages. What are you guys doing specifically to meet your, you know, would-be associates' salary demands, right? Because workers are in, you know, have some power now.
That and flexibility. But yes, we've had to, in this region in particular, we've had to increase our rates about 22%, which, you know, in an 18-month period is a pretty steep climb.
Yeah.
But, you know, we like to say they're worth it. And we acknowledge this is a tough marketplace, but we're getting there.
You guys are, you're supposed to be. I don't know if you are. But your job is to be strategic and set direction for this company. I wonder how worried or concerned or how much thought you give to the management of this economy, the Federal Reserve, inflation, the politics of this economy. Is that on your radar?
Absolutely every day. Lou and my offices are literally next to each other, and it's back and forth all day on those very topics.
Are you worried about those topics?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been doing this job for over 30 years. I've never seen inflation like this before, so I can't tell you where it's going or what's going to happen.
That's got to be terrifying for a guy running a
multi-billion dollar company.
Well, we did just shut it completely down and bring it back. So there are certain things that don't scare us anymore, but we can navigate.
There's one thing about the pandemic, and it's empowering in the sense that if you can handle that, you can handle just about anything. And so I think the sense of optimism has never been higher.
All right. Let's go see some of those people in the business.
Sure.
We're going to head to the kitchen, right? Is that the plan? Good. Let's do that. Because that's where all the noise is coming from.
We went down some very narrow stairs into the Westin kitchen, which you can only call charitably a tightly cramped space. Low ceilings with big ovens, racks of prepped food, and sous chefs and cooks and dishwashers.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. This is where it all happens. Hey, I'm Kai. Nice to see you. How are you?
How are you?
Tell me who you are.
Evan Wargo. I'm the executive chef here at Patina 250.
Evan runs the kitchen here. We showed up around 2 o'clock in the afternoon between the lunch and dinner rush.
Are you in charge of hiring?
I am.
So how's hiring going?
It's better. Back in 2020, late 2020, early 2021, it was pretty challenging getting staff in here.
You said better. You didn't say it's good.
It is good. I mean, I have a full staff.
Which is how many people? Sorry.
Ooh, probably close to 25 people.
So translate that into a layman. Like, what does that mean in terms of, like, productivity? What's your output?
I mean, I have people in here from 6 in the morning till midnight, and we have all kinds of outlets here. We have Jake's Cafe. We have the restaurant serving 3 meal periods a day, and we do office catering, corporate catering.
Do that with 25 people?
Yes, all the catering for the Westin Hotel.
You need to pay him more. That's all I'm saying. Right?
It's definitely a lot. We have people wearing multiple hats in here.
Are you having to give people raises?
Yeah, definitely. I would say coming out of the pandemic, the hourly rate has risen quite a bit.
Like how much?
Line cooks pre-pandemic were maybe going for like $16 an hour, and now they're like 17, 18, some 19 if they're more experienced.
Yeah. If I say inflation to you, what do you say?
Challenging.
Say more.
The cost of goods has gone up considerably, and the margins are already super narrow for a restaurant.
Right.
So it makes it very difficult to operate. Not impossible, but we have to watch every little ingredient that comes in and out of this place to make sure. We just have to manage everything much tighter.
What's the biggest challenge for you, inflation or labor and workforce?
Inflation.
Really?
Yes.
So you've got enough people.
In this unit, yes. But the cost of goods is the most challenging aspect to manage. Because I can't exactly control the cost of goods. I can control how I schedule people. I use fryer oil as an example. Pre-pandemic, it was $35 for 35 pounds.
Yeah.
At the peak, it was $90.
Oh!
So I can't even imagine some of the smaller restaurants, how they made it through that.
Right, right. Let me get the bosses back in here. Where are they? There they are. Thank you very much, Evan. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
What do you think of what he was just saying?
I think he's spot on. And when you're talking about inflation in particular, and what Chef does so well and what many in our organization do so well is you don't necessarily have to pass on all the cost to your customer if you can manage your menu properly, if you can work with ingredients, you know, work with portioning, and that's what they do, and that's where the skill really lies.
Let me ask you guys the same question I asked him. Your biggest concern, inflation or labor force? Lou?
I'd say the same, inflation.
Inflation.
And it's just requiring, you know, it's ongoing. It's every day. It's the agility required, the flexibility required. It's keeping everybody on their toes.
If you could get Jay Powell on the phone, which in theory you probably could, what would you tell him?
I think this is an incredibly complicated problem right now because, you know, too much can stop everything, too little, and this thing's going to keep running out of control. So I think that's the biggest question out there right now.
Do you tell him to take a little pause and see how things are going?
I don't know. That's
come
above
on,
my
take
pay grade.
A stand. It's above my pay grade. Take a stand. Come on.
I think they keep going until they see this thing really slow down.
I think we've got to stop this train. It's rolling out of control right now.
Guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Right.
Thanks very much. Chef, that was great. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
best of luck.